episode number 166, The SEMA Show.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm tired.
I'm jet lagged.
Yeah, I'm Jason. And I think we're both pretty tired.
Woo! It was a whirlwind week, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. For those just tuning in, we were at SEMA all last week.
Yep, Monday through Friday for the huge, huge show.
Oh, man, that was great.
This is my first SEMA show, so.
Well, it wasn't as big as it was a couple of years ago when I went before, mm-hmm. but it was still pretty big.
Yeah.
And it was, normally we do, Chris and I, we jot down some quick little notes as to what we're going to talk about. For the first time in 166 episodes, I've got a blank sheet in front of me because I said, you know, we can just cover the show and we can wing it.
We're going to shoot from the hip here.
Yeah, so we're going to cover as much of the SEMA show within the allotted time. I don't know, where do you want to start?
Let's start with day one. When we get there, you know, let's see, we left Detroit at 6:30 a.m.,
yeah.
Arrived in Vegas at 8 a.m., Vegas time.
Right.
Got to the hotel. Couldn't get into our hotel room because it was way too early, so we had to check our bag and bolt over to the Las Vegas Convention Center, where we were able to get our media credentials mm-hmm. and go up to the media room.
Which was very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, they take care of the media at the SEMA show.
Yeah. I don't know if the SEMA people actually hear, you know, thanks from the media for doing what they do for us.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I mean, people are probably used to that. This is my first experience. Holy cow. I mean, they treated us like kings.
They did.
I truly appreciated that.
When we got there, immediately we were met with huge pictures of the Camaro, the production pictures, on the building. Like they must have been 20 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, all over the building.
Yep, it was pretty cool. And everybody was setting up there on Monday. They wouldn't let us in that day.
No, just the media section.
Just the media, like the media reception area and lounge, where we ran into our old friend Adam Bruce from Street Fire.
Yeah.
And we've known Adam for probably about 10 or 12 years now.
Oh, easy.
We go way back to the original FBody.org mailing list days. Very cool to see him and his team. He's got a top-notch crew that he runs. It's really cool to see how Street Fire
has grown. Oh, holy cow.
Into something really great.
Adam, man.
Top-notch. Top-notch. Yeah, hire some good talent, too.
Oh, absolutely.
We tried to blog as many pictures throughout the entire week with our iPhones, and we sent it up to a temporary forum that I'm going to merge all the pictures together if you haven't seen them. But by the time they hear this, it'll probably be merged into one thread in the 2010 Camaro forum.
Right, yeah.
So, including pictures of, I think, the big giant murals of the Camaro.
Oh, absolutely.
So then what happens? We left the...
Yeah, that was Monday, so we couldn't go into the show because the show didn't start till Tuesday.
Yep.
So we left there and gambled a little.
A little, yeah. Well, I wish it was a little less
than... A little.
Than
we were still on Detroit time, so I think we kind of retired early that night. It was, yeah.
We got up the next day, and... Well, actually, it wasn't... We didn't run into Adam until Tuesday, did we?
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Tuesday. Oh, that's okay. When we ran into him.
That's right. That's right, because he went with us into the show.
Right. Headed straight to the GM booth, dead center of Central Hall. It was pretty much the core of the show, with the Camaro being the official vehicle of the SEMA show for 2008. Yeah.
So you get to the Central Hall, and you see this giant orange wall. And in front of that wall, there's all sorts of pictures of certain parts of the Camaro. So I think the convertible was on it. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of the radio.
Yep.
And then the SEMA cars... Right in front of the orange wall.
Now, by now, you must have seen these cars.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a tragedy that if you couldn't make it to the SEMA show, that you couldn't see them in person, because they look just spectacular.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very well done. What's the one car that's there, huh? The one that looks so familiar?
Oh, you mean the one that looks like your diecast?
Oh, listen, this is an honest-to-God truth. That was a pure coincidence. Yeah. I've been working on that Series 3 diecast, which is shipping now, by the way, at cz28store.com. And I've been working on that for 6 months. Well, it turns out, behind the scenes, GM's been working on what's called the GS race car, Camaro, for the past 6 months or so, I would assume. I almost got Fitz in trouble. He was telling me that that somebody came up to me and said, hey, you know, Jason Debler got the jump on the GS race car. And he's like, no, he didn't, because he didn't know. And even if he did, he wouldn't leak it.
Yeah.
So, no, pure coincidence, but it's interesting how similar they are. So place your orders now.
Yeah.
Then the Dale Earnhardt Jr. car.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. car, yeah. Then there was the black Camaro. There was the silver Camaro SS with the Inferno orange interior.
And that was pretty much the pure production version.
Yes, that's the one, same one we saw at Indy.
Yep.
And then there was a yellow one with the black hockey stripes on it.
And the ground effects kit.
Ground effects kit, yeah.
And the 21-inch wheels.
Yeah, yeah. What else was there?
Oh, the red LS7 E85
right,
car.
That was in the front in GM Performance.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Was there another car in there?
That's it. Yeah, we covered them.
Yeah.
The Dale Jr. car, I'm not a big NASCAR fan myself.
Right.
But that car, I think I like the most out of all of them. Even though everybody seems to like the black car, and, you know, I've got a thing for black cars, there was something about that I liked, and I don't know if it was just the way the stripes were or anything. We ran into Tom Peters standing right in front of him.
Yeah.
We chatted with him for a while.
Yeah, we ran into a lot of friends there from General Motors. Tom Peters and Sang Yup Lee.
Yep.
And
Cheryl and John. And
yep, John Fitz Challenger.
He kind of gets a kick out of that. We know you're listening, John, so you can tell us to knock it off at any given time. It was just great. And what I mentioned this to John and Cheryl. What I like about it is that the cars aren't over the top. Like, anybody with a few extra bucks in the know-how, or
right,
they can make those cars happen, except the race car, of course.
Yeah.
And the LS7 E85, they cost a little bit more. But the Dale Earnhardt Jr. car, that was mostly just appearance modifications, if I'm not mistaken. And it looks like,
yeah.
And the same goes with the black car. You know, I think we're going to see some great aftermarket parts, and we're going to see some great cars being built.
Oh, yeah. As soon as us consumers can get a hold of these cars. Mm-hmm. You know, the aftermarket's going to already have them, and they're going to be, you know, spitting stuff out left and right.
Yep. So we spent, the rest of the day pretty much covering...
we tried to cover as much as we could in the first day, and then the next 2 days we went back and kind of centralized our focus on certain sections.
Yep. We always found our way back at the GM display, though.
Of course.
Kind of drawn back to it. Throughout, I guess, Wednesday and Thursday, because we didn't go to the show on Friday... we talked to a lot of manufacturers about the next Camaro.
Right.
And the story was pretty much the same all the way around.
Yeah. They're just waiting to get a car.
Yep.
I mean, the only manufacturer that actually said, yep, we're ready to go, we've already worked, was the brake company.
Brembo.
Yeah. Because they designed the brakes for the Camaro.
I wanted to know how much of an upgrade they were planning to release,
yeah,
considering that they're already putting Brembo brakes on the vehicle factory.
Yeah.
The guy said, we're ready to go. We know what we need to do. There's going to be upgrade packages. Everybody else just has intent. Brembo
right. Is
already turning right. The wheel, so to speak.
Oh, but there also was that other company who did the gauge faces for the Camaro.
Yeah, in fact, I blogged a picture of the Dale Jr. gauge face. It was
That's
a prototype,
right.
Which... You know, he just kind of had sitting in a box off to the side, almost like a just in case anybody asks about this. But as soon as I asked, you know, what do you plan to do for the Camaro? He pulls out the replacement gauge.
What was the name of that company?
U.S. Speedo. They're here in Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
And they're known for making some really cool gauges, mostly for trucks, if I'm not mistaken. But genuine, real aluminum or stainless steel gauge replacements. Kind of a neat product line that they have. So I expect a whole lot from them.
Yeah.
Among others. What who else do we talk to?
We talked to Nitrous Express.
Yeah, those guys are always good.
They got some pretty cool chews coming out.
I almost forgot.
The energy chews.
Energy drinks, too.
Yeah.
Who didn't see this one coming? Just about anybody's getting on the energy drink bandwagon.
Can't wait till that hits the market.
It's pretty good stuff, though. It has more of a juice... type consistency to
right.
it than water.
Exactly.
And they have energy chews that are kind of like really smooshy starbursts.
Right.
I
thought at first it was gum. I mean, then I was chewing it, and it just kind of dissolved. And I was like, oh, well, this is pretty cool.
Seems to work, though.
Yeah.
Half these energy drinks and energy products out there, you don't know if they're really going to work or not.
Right.
So always good to talk to the Nitrous Express guys. What what else did we do?
Oh, we went over to Nitto's booth and saw... the brand new tire that they've got on display over there.
Yeah.
What was the name of that tire?
The NT05.
Nice, nice tire.
You know, I don't even know at this point if it's on their website or not, but I got to tell you, for an aggressive-looking street tire, it looks like a race tire.
Oh, yeah.
It's it's pretty badass. That's what I went there scouting for my next car. You know, I think you might, you know, everybody did. And tires are important to me because wheels are important to me. And seeing those tires in person, no question, that's what I'm going to get.
Oh, of course.
I've had good luck with Nitto. I like Nitto a lot. And they're good folks. You know, we had dinner with them.
Yep.
That was what?
That was Wednesday.
Wednesday night. Yeah. Had a good Kobe steak, Kobe beef burger.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
That's how you say it. Kobe?
Kobe beef.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Kobe beef burger. And
spectacular.
Oh, man.
Like butter.
Yeah. Thanks to the Nitto folks.
Yeah.
Gosh,
there's so much.
Yeah,
so much. We went got rubbed down in the media section.
Okay, now Chris, you better clarify that because people are gonna take that the wrong way. We were in Vegas.
Yeah, in the media section, there is free massages for all media. They had three booths set up with curtains and three, you know, pretty nice girls who were very good at what they do.
Kind of cute too.
And they beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, not that it matters because there was nothing creepy or slimy about it. It was pretty much it was up on the up and up.
It was a very nice perk.
Yeah,
very nice.
No rub and tug.
Yeah, and I got to play Guitar Hero a lot.
Yeah, because they had a contest. And what'd you win?
I won an iPod.
Just you always win something when you come back from Vegas.
That was cool.
We hung out more with the Street Fighter gang, and what else did we see that was pretty good? Let me see. There's so much to take in, it's hard to remember the highlights, you know.
How about the 41-inch rim?
41-inch rims, dog.
You blogged a picture of that.
I blogged a picture of the rims.
Yeah.
And they had a 31-inch on a Hummer next to it.
I know.
And that looked huge. The 41 was just kind of sitting there like on a display table. Yeah.
You also blogged a picture of that 1,750-horsepower third-gen Camaro.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't mention in the thread is that there's a white Camaro that looks just really nice with fixie wheels and everything on it. And you can kind of hardly see it because it was tucked behind other cars and people. The reason why the people were there, because like you said, 1,700 horsepower. And it looked like a street car.
Yeah.
That thing was just one of the sickest. It is hands down the sickest third-gen I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I wish I could have gotten a little bit more information on it, but there was too big of a crowd.
Yeah.
And it was the only third gen we saw there.
Yeah.
So a couple of second gens.
A bunch of first gens in the Camaro area and towards this North Hall when we went in that way.
Didn't see any fourth gens otherwise.
Just one fourth gen that was in North Hall. Of course, we can't forget Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah. Kit was there. And they got... I thought this was kind of hokey just at first, but the more I looked at it, the cooler it got.
They're making a Knight Rider GPS. Apparently, it's on the market right now. It's made by a company called, I think it's Mio or Mio.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like Kit.
Yeah.
It's got the, what did they call those?
The ladder lights.
The ladder lights on the side, and William Daniels' voice, who's the voice of Kit, talks to you. It's quite a novelty piece, but a lot of people like it.
I gotta tell you.
So we're gonna get one of these and we're gonna review it.
Yeah, we're gonna play with it.
Yeah. And so we talked to their media people and they're gonna be shipping us one, so you know, look for that article soon.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to play with.
Yeah.
We'll throw up some, I don't know, video clips or something along those lines. But
that was pretty neat.
Yeah, there were some neat products out there. You know, just like anything, SEMA has, you know, ground effects galore and this, that
radios and
it wasn't near it.
Dubs and
there were companies that weren't there. And I guess their focus is starting to shift to PRI, Performance Racing Industry Show, in Fort Florida. And at first I was pretty bummed to hear that. But, you know, now I understand why, because SEMA is in the entire aftermarket, but PRI is obviously performance, more for racing. So there's less ground effects and wheels and stuff like that. Well, I should say wheels, because there's a couple of wheel companies I wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
But SEMA is definitely smaller than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer.
Two things I took away from the show this year. One was there was a ton of challengers all over the place. It seemed like a lot of the companies were using challengers to show off their parts, especially tires and rims. Second, a lot of people were using what was that? It was just like a no finish paint.
Flat paint surface.
Yeah, a lot of them.
There was probably, I probably could have counted 30 of them that had a flat.
Well, I don't know what's up with that. Well, did everybody like conspire together and say, you know what, this is the year we're going to use all flat paint?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, I sure. really do. It's a neat concept.
When we were walking around with Adam Bruce after he showed us his stunning Nissan GTR.
Oh man, what a badass car! Oh,
man, all the, he says. Just as a little side note, real quick, all the hype about that car is true.
Yeah,
he drives it every day. It's his daily driver. He's had it on the track. He knows what it can do. All the hype about that car is true.
Hmm.
And you know, I'm a domestic car guy, but I know an impressive car when I see it, and yeah. that car is truly impressive. So it's too bad the 01's going to eat its lunch. But anyway, Adam, we know you're listening. As you're driving to work.
So, in your GTR.
In your GTR. So in closing, I'd like to say
the flat paint we were talking
about. Right, yeah, thanks. Thanks for getting me back on track. I was going to close that up with saying that Adam sucks. Adam was telling us that some of them are just like...
They're just wrapped, right?
They're wrapped, which is pretty damn cool because... If you scratch it with your fingernail, you're done. You can't buff and polish it out because then it'll look 10 times worse with all flat with one shiny spot. Yeah. It's like when you have a filthy car, you're afraid for somebody to lean up against it because it'll make a clean spot out of it. I know. Yeah. A lot of GTRs, speaking of which.
Yeah, there was.
A lot more than I'd expected because Adam was telling us they're pretty darn rare.
Wow.
I can understand why when he was showing us what the computer system alone does and the driver information center does.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I can't lie. I was blown away.
Pretty neat. Adam sucks. Pretty neat stuff.
Man, I'm trying to think of everything else. I don't know. What else?
What else?
Well, we had Thursday night. We had the meeting with everybody from the board.
Right, right. Met at Dick's Last Resort and Excalibur.
I hope everybody had as much fun as I did.
Because I know you had a lot of fun.
Well... You know, I'm a fun sort of guy.
Yeah.
I mix it up. I'm festive.
Yeah.
You can't tell, I know, but it's true. So we'll just leave it at that.
I'm sure the pictures will be coming soon.
Oh, there's nothing wrong except for me just being a general ass. Okay. I was wearing a hat that said slut on it. And every time somebody walked by the open area of the bar, I'd smile and point to my hat.
And everybody was egging you on, too. I don't know.
Well, you know, I aim to please, apparently.
I guess.
Especially when I've had several Captain and Cokes in me.
And 151s.
Yeah, well, that didn't get in me, because I didn't, that was, I couldn't drink that. That was just, I'm not that much of a man, apparently.
Oh, God.
What else, Chris?
Well, we were going to do an interview with the Street Fighter folks. Unfortunately, because of scheduling
bad.
And timing, man, we would have loved to have done that, but unfortunately, we had to get back to Detroit. I have a class I take on Saturday mornings, plus my son's 1-year birthday party was today, so I had to be home. Couldn't have missed that flight.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do it, Adam. Again, we know you're listening, and ladies and gentlemen listening out there, we're going to do an interview with Street Fighter. Maybe we'll interview them, maybe they'll interview us, we're not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of both.
We made a lot of contacts, so we're going to be bringing you a bunch of interviews coming up.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, with the people we talk to, with the things that are going on in the aftermarket with the with the Camaro, especially the Camaro, we're going to have a pretty interesting year as long as you know, everybody can keep their job.
Yeah,
you know, and speaking of which, don't let the doom and gloom get you down. Things aren't
absolutely not.
Always as bad as they seem, but I think. Things are going to be pretty cool for the Camaro coming up in the next year.
Yeah. Just a few short months away, man.
Yeah. We don't have any voicemails or emails,
no,
folks.
It's just all SEMA.
Yeah, all SEMA. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about it next week while we think of other things.
Yeah, we probably got to go through our notes and put some, you know, other thoughts
back into it.
So.
But it's going to be a great year for the Camaro and, of course, CamaroZ28.com. You're going to like what happens next.
Of course.
And, I can't think of anything else for now. Can you, Chris?
No. I'm still, you know, on West Coast time here.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be up all night just trying to go to sleep.
Oh, jeez.
Well, just real quick, we'd like to hear from you. I'm not going to run the bumper. So please give us a call at 586-486-3182. Or just fill in the form at CamaroZ28.com/podcast.
Yeah, if you have any questions about stuff we saw at SEMA, go ahead and phone those in or send us an email. We'll try and answer those as best we can. I know we saw a lot of stuff there. We posted a lot of pictures. Maybe you want to talk about the accessories we saw.
Yeah, we did post those pictures. Yep.
Yep. You know, the 21-inch rims, the cold air induction, the
shifter,
the gas cap, yeah. the
engine,
the engine shroud, yeah.
Or if you want to ask questions about any of the four, there were four SEMA cars that, that Chevrolet did. You know, I realize that Chris and I, we skipped around this one a lot because there's just so much to cover. But I'll tell you what, call in, ask us a question, and I got a couple extra Nitto credential lanyards that I'm happy to send out to anybody who calls in and asks a decent enough question that we can give a good, decent enough answer to. Yeah.
Those were cool lanyards,
and if nobody does, then we'll just save it for another contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nitto gang took good care of us with some cool stuff and a great display and all that. Is that good, Chris?
That's good.
I can't think of anything else for now, but we'll be back at you next week.
We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.